All right, before we begin the lesson, let's take time to confess our sins and allow the Holy Spirit to conduct His teaching ministry inside of us because we are in fellowship and communion with Him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the teaching ministry that you do. We thank you that you have prepared a lesson for us, and we ask that we would be able to understand the things that we go through and that they would be meaningful to us as we begin to explore the conditions that you have set for prayer to be effective and meaningful. So help us to understand these things as we go through. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is chapter 9, Conditions for Prayer. Unless you understand that there are conditions for almost everything in the Christian life, you will make assumptions that are false. To receive what God offers, there are almost always conditions. These include many things that we want to see happening, such as having divine promises fulfilled, or having all needs met, or getting clear directions from God. And it can also be such things as understanding Scripture, or praying, or pleasing God. And in general, receiving God's blessings. Now this is a little much for us to take in right now, and we will be exploring all these things. So for now, we just want to understand that there are contingencies and that the things that we seek from God are based on and contingent on our being in fellowship and a posture of continued or continual spiritual growth. If we are not in fellowship, we will be out of touch with the Holy Spirit, and if we are not maturing, we will spend most of our time out of fellowship. To become effective, both of these must be true. When we are in fellowship and maturing, we will be able to use all the other techniques that we will be studying, and we will start satisfying conditions for receiving God's grace provisions for our lives. And we have finished chapter 8, where we warmed up for prayer. We're now ready for chapter 9, which is going to take us deeper into an understanding of how we are to pray by addressing the preconditions that must be met for prayers to be heard. God hears every word, of course, but He will not respond to prayers which are uttered without certain conditions being met. Chapter 9 presents the conditions. The title of the chapter, as we said, is Conditions for Prayer. Understand this, if you're going to pray, and you better, you must do the preliminaries so that your prayers will count. If you have not satisfied the conditions, your prayers will fall to the floor and will not be answered. This may seem bizarre at first glance, but the veracity of this disclosure is absolutely unequivocal, as we shall show in Scripture. The sooner you learn this, the sooner you can begin meeting conditions before you pray, so that your prayers will have meaning and power. The conditions that must be met will be taken up in 7 lessons in this chapter. They consist of the following. Conditions do affect prayer. That's today's lesson. Confession awakens prayer. Unconfessed sin halts prayer. Study enhances prayer. Ignoring the word nullifies prayer. Not forgiving others impacts prayer. And humility aids prayer. Today we're taking up the first lesson in chapter 9. And this is actually lesson 38 in our sequence. The title of this lesson is Conditions Do Affect Prayer. All right. When we ask in Jesus' name, we are operating in the power of His messianic divinity and authority. This requires fellowship, as we have seen. But complete efficacy in prayer also requires the following. Understanding, and that means of the techniques and promises in the Word, and faith. By the time you finish all the studies offered in this course, you will master the skills needed to live and pray in all the fullness of God. Quality and effectiveness in prayer, like so many other things we will study, depend on the spiritual condition of the believer. Powerful prayers will be generated only when they are undergirded by strong spiritual preparation. We want to be prepared to pray, knowing already that the power of prayer is provisional. Conditions must be right for prayers to have impact. But that's not all. The roadblocks to prayer are shockingly impenetrable unless we are equipped to break through them. Enablement to meet the conditions for meaningful prayer are made available by grace through God's love. These include forgiveness through confession, growth through study, trusting God under all conditions, and consistency in prayer. So yeah, prayer itself is a sort of condition for effective praying, because the way we see it, prayers practiced become prayers polished. And you'll see why what that means later on. You will understand all of these conditions. And if you find in your life along the way that you are not getting answers to your prayers, you must check to see if you are meeting the condition. It's very important to meet the conditions. So this is just an introduction. And in the next lesson, after this very short lesson, the lessons will be a little lengthier because we're going to get directly into the conditions for praying and how those are met. Now, because this section is introductory, we're not going to have any questions or additional verses. But we want you to remember this. To pray, prepare. Without fulfilling all conditions for prayer, your prayers will be hampered. Prayer requires spiritual readiness, and God has provided techniques for achieving this. So we are now ready to see the conditions for prayer. Father, prepare our hearts for the upcoming lessons as we look more deeply into your word as it relates to our praying and coming before you with our petitions and supplications, and the other things and components that are involved in our praying. Help us to understand ways to meet the conditions so that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And there we can find grace and we can obtain the mercy that we need to do your will in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.